Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Ice. I am your host of the Nails on Chalkboard podcast. Today we will be reviewing Joker. Joker is about forever alone in the crowd. Failed comedian Arthur Fleck seeks connection as he walks the streets of Gotham City. Arthur wears two. Yes, this is a DC movie. If you haven't figured that out already. Arthur wears two masks. The one he paints for his day job as a clown, and the guys and the geese to he project I'm so sorry and the geese he projects in a futile attempt to feel like he's part of the world around him. Isolated, bullied, and disregarded by society, Fleck begins a slow descent into madness as he transforms into the criminal mastermind known as the Joker. So overall, the movie did kind of freak me out. Not as much as the movie Parasite, or Review Down Another Time, but it is a thriller crime, it's rated R, it came out in 2019, is about a 2-hour movie, and pretty good movie overall. It's some scenes are very disturbing, because what happens in some scenes is, like, as you know, as some of you may know already, the Joker is mentally ill, so you know how he's always laughing. It's like a mental illness, not because he feels like laughing, but because it's a mental illness. And like the director, like, really captured his insanity, because like he kept like there was a scene, there were multiple scenes where the Joker was just like creepily in a way laughing, just like he was kind of like. It's kind of like, for those of you who can like see, who for those of you who can't see me on like YouTube or whatever, you'll sing like this, hunched over, and he was just like laughing like this for like a minute, and it was very, very, very scary. That was probably one of the scariest scenes in the movie. If you don't like scary, like if you don't like scary movies, I wouldn't recommend it. No, I wouldn't recommend it if you don't like scary movies. But if you are that kind of person, I would recommend it. I'm not a scary movie person, but I didn't know it would be a scary movie. I just thought it would be like, oh, this looks like a cool movie. It's about the Joker. And it's just like, oh, cool. I get to learn about the Joker. I didn't think it would be so haunting. There is supposed to be another Joker. There should be a Joker Part 2 coming out in 2024. It is said to be a musical thriller. I don't know if that's true, but it's said to come out in 2024. I have no idea. Lady Gaga is the co-star in it, as I've heard. I don't know if any of this is real, or if this is just like a super fan of the Joker. It's called Joker Folie à Deux. I'm gonna figure out how to pronounce it for you. Just a sec. Okay. Joker. Joker. Thought it was Folie à Deux. No, let me put it in slow motion. I guess that's how it's said in American. Folie à Deux. British pronunciation. Let's see how that works. It kind of sounds more French. For those of also, I almost forgot. Sorry, my face was so close to the camera. I was trying to figure out how to pronounce that. I'm so sorry. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Today is the solar eclipse. Don't look at the sun. If you do look at it, put on the special glasses. I have looked at it today with the special glasses. It's quite a spectacle. The solar eclipse is now over. The time is 6:55. It went over at about like 2:12, somewhere around there. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Here in San Diego or California, we did get the full eclipse, but like kind of like in Texas, like in like Texas, full let's see. Total solar eclipse was visible over parts of Mexico, 15 US states, and eastern Canada on Monday. The rest of the continental US got to see a partial eclipse. That's a wrap for one of the most anticipated celestial events of the year. Yeah, people are. I like heard on the news yesterday, and this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity, but really, like, where I've heard it just happens every 15 years. I don't really know why that person was saying, "Oh, once in a lifetime opportunity." But I mean, it, like, happens like every 5 or 15 years. There's gonna be another one in 2029, I think. I don't know why that person was saying that. But yeah. Well, back to the Joker. As I was saying, there is a Joker Folie à Deux, coming out supposedly in 2024. It's said to be a musical thriller. I'm pretty sure that there Lady Gaga is a co-star in it. She is supposed to be Harley Quinn. I hope the movie turns out okay. I'm not a big fan of musicals. I did like Hamilton though. Hamilton was pretty good. What other musicals am I thinking of? Mary Poppins. I think Mary Poppins, like Mary Poppins the remake. I'm talking about Mary Poppins the remake. I think that was a musical. That was a pretty good movie. I'm thinking of another musical. I can't remember it though. West Side Story. I mean, like, I saw that movie in the theaters. I thought it was okay. I didn't really understand the ending of it. Oh, The Outsiders. The Outsiders. Oh wow. Yeah, that was a really good musical. Sorry. They created a musical version of it, and I went to see it on Broadway. It was pretty cool. If you have time, I recommend you go see it. I'm sorry, we're getting off track here. Back to the Joker. It got a 4.5 out of 5 reviews. Those are pretty good reviews, for like such a scary movie. I didn't think people would like a movie like that. There are 14,937 total ratings. Let's see. Let's try and find a short review. Of course, that's impossible. Jesus Christ. Okay, here's the person who gave five stars by Sheikh Mohammed Asif. This was a major surprise for me. It was more than simply a comic book character's origin story. It was a brutally dark and brilliant depiction of one man's descent into madness. And director Todd Phillips brings all of his elements together to create one of the bleakest incarnations of the classic character. One thing that really impressed me was the fact that I managed to take a few steps back from the Batman universe without completely breaking connections into it. I think that's partially where some of the criticism came from. Those connections aren't often strong to complete to completely classify this as an all-out comic book adaptation. The movie's greatest asset, as many have said, is Joaquin Phoenix. I think I pronounced that name right, Joaquin. Joaquin Phoenix, who landed his first Academy Award for stunningly powerful and complex performance as Arthur's the Joker. He gives the character a genuine soul, and he allows the audience to take him and sympathize with Arthur Joker. The film becomes more heartbreaking and terrifying as we see Arthur's. Every time he says Arthur, I'm just gonna say Joker. The film becomes more heartbreaking and terrifying as we see the Joker's despair completely take hold of him. And by the final scenes, I truly felt I had seen the Joker character make a complete and chilling emergence. Must watch movie, and I've watched re recently in Geo Cinema in the Hindi version. Movie is a masterpiece. Don't miss this movie. Popcorn emoji, popcorn emoji. Oh, crap. I lost it. And finally, I'll give 5 out of 5 stars for this movie. Well, that guy liked it. Now, let's see someone who gave a bad review. Normally, people. I can't find anyone who gave a bad review, other than this one person who gave 4 stars. On, people. Where are your bad reviews? Where are all the bad reviews? God. Okay, there's no bad reviews. I recommend you see the movie. You can watch it on Max, YouTube with a Primetime subscription, Amazon Prime Video, Google Play Movies and TV, Apple TV, Fandango, YouTube TV, and Netflix. As I said before, pretty scary movie. Great, but still great movie. If you're not into that kind of scary stuff, I don't recommend you watch it. Not recommended for young audiences. If you do like scary movies, recommend you watch it. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.